I lived for many years in Beacon, New York. It's a town in the Hudson Valley, Hudson River Valley. And Beacon is next to a big mountain called Mount Beacon. And on top of Mount Beacon used to be a complex of casinos and pleasure palaces. And during the, you know, in the 19th century, and people would take the cable car up to the mountain and engage in gambling and other forms of debauchery. And what happened was, it was a wooden structure and it burned down at some point, and the cable car still ran up for many years, I think into the 1970s, and it was sort of like a thing to do. You take the cable car up to the top, it's called a funicular, and there's a little funicular house up there. And I think in 1977, the funicular stopped running. It was sort of abandoned and has fallen into disuse. The funicular house is totally falling apart. It's just kind of a brick structure up there, and the cables are lying down. They're lying down. They still run down the mountain. The cables haven't been moved for some reason. So it's kind of a strange threading there. But in the abandoned brick house, it's like, it takes about maybe 2 hours to hike up there. All the young people of Beacon, the young Beaconites, will go up there and hang out and, you know, do the things that young people do in remote places, including, there's lots of graffiti that have been spray painted on the walls, including a graffiti that I wrote this poem about, called Graffiti. In blue and white writing, the clouds over Mount Beacon remind you the source of the town's name. Signal fires constructed on each summit in a chain north of the city to let all the traders know if New York had fallen. Looking down, you see first hawks on the updraft, then the dusting of town, then the river turning both upstream and downstream lazily. Your hatred is like that, turning hazily in a coil. Blue and white paint on the wall of the ruined funicular house, broken wheels and iron cables lying limply down through the forest floor, where it is written, all fags must die. And it is true, we all must. Each body is a stack of twigs corded together and already combusting. You have to hike strenuously 2 miles up in the late summer to a broken house on the bald summit to confront and consult the public marks of your secret hate, to read it aloud to the imaginary town, to pronounce its syllables, to know it is there.